Good morning, everyone. Thank you for coming to the early start of the Finance, Audit, Compliance, Facilities, and Operations Committee of December 7, 2017. So may we start the meeting with a roll call. First of all, I'm reading my script here. So Vicki, would you please call the roll?
Sure. Trustee Dennis Barsima?
Here.
Trustee Bob Boy?
Here, I think.
Trustee John Butler? Trustee Veronica Herrero? Trustee Giuseppe LaGioia?
Here.
Trustee Erica Wazowicz? Board Chair Wheeler Coleman?
Here.
Committee Chair Tim Struthers?
Here.
Thank you.
Mr. Brady, would you please verify that we have a quorum and that the appropriate notice of this meeting has been posted?
Mr. Committee Chair, we have a quorum and appropriate notices have been provided by the university.
Thank you. May I have a motion to approve the agenda for today's meeting? We have a motion. Is there a second? We have a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. I do not have any comments for the start of this meeting. And at this time, I'd like to recognize the members of the representing the University Advisory Committee that are in attendance. Linda Saberio, Mark Riley, Alex Gleeman, Kendall Thau, Kathy Doderlein, and Barb Andre. Would any of you have comments for the board? I have some of those were in color and some were not. I'm not sure if that was those who are here or not. So thank you.
Kathy Doderlein and Barbara Andre are here of those
Perfect.
People.
Thank you. So would either of you have comments to address the board?
Not at this time.
Okay. Thank you very much. Mr. Brady, have any members of the public registered a written request to address the board in accordance with the state law and Board of Trustees bylaws?
Mr. Committee Chair, we have one request. It's a little unclear if it's for this meeting or for the next meeting, but is Mr. Philbrick present to speak before the committee? No. So no public comments, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you. At this point, I'd like to ask Associate Vice President and Acting CFO Larry Pinkleton to present the university recommendations.
Good morning. In our last conversation, we left off with a discussion concerning the 2019 pricing item. To engage in that conversation again, I'm going to ask Greg Brady to help us transition back into that discussion. Okay, we're going to start the discussion today with the College of Law tuition recommendation. Okay, we'd like to clarify that as we open discussions on the university recommendations, we're going to initiate with item 6A, the fiscal 2019 out-of-state College of Law tuition recommendation. Item 6A, fiscal 2019 out-of-state College of Law tuition recommendation. The current rate for out-of-state law students is 2 times the in-state rate, the same differential as undergraduate and graduate rates prior to approved at the Board of Trustees meeting. Although the College of Law is different in some respects and the undergraduate and graduate programs, many of the same reasons for equalizing in-state and out-of-state rates for undergraduate and graduate students apply equally to the College of Law. Most importantly, elimination of the out-of-state rate will position the College of Law to continue to improve the quality and diversity of the incoming class while at the same time increasing the number of enrolled students at the college. The recommendation, the university requests the Finance, Audit, Compliance, Facilities, and Operations Committee endorse this request and ask that the president forward it by means of the president's report to the Board of Trustees for approval at its meeting on December 7, 2017.
Is there a motion to approve the recommendation? We have a motion. Is there a second? We have a second. Is there a discussion on the item? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you, Larry.
The next item is item 6A, 6B, the fiscal 2019 pricing recommendation. And at this point, I'm going to initiate a conversation with Greg Brady, and he will allow us to transition back into the discussion that we left off with previously.
Thank you, committee liaison. Board members, committee members, if you remember, this item was tabled at the last meeting of this committee. As such, I would recommend that a motion be made to untable the item and bring the item back for consideration by the committee.
So is there a motion to untable the item and bring it back to this committee?
So.
I have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
And it's my understanding, Mr. Committee Liaison, that the item before the committee today is amended from the original motion at the last meeting. As such, I'm going to ask that the committee liaison provide a verbal recitation of the item today, and I would seek an amendment to substitute today's item for the previous item in totality so that we are voting on one item today.
Agenda item 6B, fiscal 2019 pricing recommendation. The following item presents a comprehensive pricing recommendation that addresses Northern Illinois University's tuition, fees, and room and board rates for fiscal 2019. These recommendations were developed with the goals of maintaining fiscal responsibility and addressing affordability concerns by keeping the total cost of tuition for full-time students as low as possible. The recommendations include a 0% increase in undergraduate tuition, multiple occupancy room and board rates, and a 0.5% decrease in fees for undergraduate students. Overall, these recommendations result in a decrease in the total cost of tuition for undergraduate students of 0.1% and 0% increase for graduate students and law students.
Mr. Committee Chair, could you ask for an amendment to that effect?
I would seek a approval for an amendment
To substitute
this recommendation in total for the recommendation that was previously tabled.
Correct.
Is there a motion?
So good.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second. Discussion.
This is.
Yes, Chairman Coleman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, first of all, I want to commend the administration for taking a closer look at the cost of education and keeping the costs for our students and parents and relatively flat.
Yep.
And so we think this is a good thing for the institution. We also think that this could also possibly help as it relates to recruitment as well as retention. We know we lose our share of students every single year because of affordability. And so I'm appreciative of the actions that the administration has taken to keep tuition and room and board relatively flat. So thank you.
Thank you. I would surely echo those comments. Appreciate the administration as well as the board and the committee members for active engagement in this discussion. And while a little choppy to get here, I think it was a great demonstration of not only the care, but the real analysis and detailed rigor around the thought and overarching effort here to keep tuition low, to make the institution as affordable as possible, and surely helping the goals of retention and recruitment. So any further conversation? We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
Mr. Committee Chair,
yes.
We just approved the amendment. You can still have further discussion on the item if you would like at this time, but we do need one more vote
on the item itself.
Item itself.
Okay, so to keep ourselves in check here, we are voting on the amendment. So let's wrap that up. So we have all in favor said aye. Any opposed? Motion carried for the amendment. So now we would seek a motion.
You already have a motion on the record. We're in discussion right now, so any further discussion? But then we can take a vote on the full item at that point.
Thank you.
I'd like to restate the recommendation based on today's amendments. Recommendation for fiscal 2019. The university requests the Finance, Audit, Compliance, and Facilities and Operations Committee endorse this request for fiscal 19 tuition, fees, and room and board as detailed in tables 1 through 3, summarized in table 4, and ask that the president forward it by means of the president's report to the Board of Trustees for approval at its meeting on December 7th, 2017.
Is there a motion to approve the recommendation? We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Thank you, Greg.
Our next item is an information item. We've got a information item in your packet today concerning the University Press request for proposal posting. Are there any questions on this discussion, on this item?
Okay. Are there other matters to come before this committee? Okay, hearing none. The next meeting date is a bit in flux, so we will wrap it up between now and in the future. May I have a motion for adjournment of this meeting?
Move.
I have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Meeting adjourned. Thank you.